What, when, why, and how of what happened. In this short article I'll regale what has really happened to me and my body, that I have been struggling to stay alive for so long. I have had an infected water connection. Don't know more than that. I assume I have had it for years. Maybe more than a decade. The organism creates neurotoxins and thus I have been taking that for years. My health has declined for the past more than 10 years. I would have never connected it to the water without what happened since my last birthday. Previous to my birthday I had drank 5 to 6 cups of tea daily, which, in hindsight, were an excellent way to flush out much of the toxins. But then I suddenly stopped. Around my birthday I didn't have an appetite. To improve my health I decided to go on a water fast. No food, just the deadly neurotoxins. I broke the fast after 8 days, but by then my health was on a slippery slope. A period of a lot of experimentation and guessing came. Source either didn't know what was going on, or I was asking the wrong questions. All in all, I had to use my human brain to save my life. The mechanism this microorganism uses to spread its genes is to make the hapless victim drown in its own juices, explode and thus find new victims. The lungs fill with juices. Then the legs swell. The water level by yesterday was up to my neck. And it was really an emergency situation. Nothing has worked to arrest the rise of the water. That is when Source said, "You have an energy that looks hopeful." I hadn't used that energy for 10 years. Never had really looked how it worked, so I discarded it. I spent some time yesterday studying it. It works on a quasi-sonic principle, whatever doesn't belong gets shaken apart and washed away. The shaking doesn't break bonds that are supposed to be, but growths, infections, crusts are blasted off and then, hopefully washed away. It's hard to take it longer than a few minutes. I've just 20 minutes of it. Difficult treatment to forestall death. Since I started to use it, the water level descended a whole inch. In just a few hours. The real challenge has been not obeying the instructions of the neurotoxins. The instructions to be afraid of imminent death. And not even stand up have been irresistible. When I don't obey, the fear and the pain are so strong, it takes a long time to catch my breath. So it is now a race between the energies and the neurotoxins. Also a few weeks ago I was hell-bent to end my life. And the neurotoxins didn't agree. I wouldn't be surprised if this bug were underneath all the COPD and heart failures, the fourth leading cause of death in the USA. So, if I manage to recover and live, what am I going to do about my water? Just a few minutes of exposing the water to the original big bundle solves that problem. I just took a snooze leaning over my keyboard. This is how I've been sleeping for weeks now. Source says I am not winning this war, not just the battle. The key to that has been consciously and forcefully staying connected to Source. It has been really difficult under the pressure of fear of imminent death.